Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, this past week, I caught two new or returning shows on Broadway. They could hardly be more different. One is a harrowing personal tale, the other a wild and crazy night of fast-thinking performers and a very willing-to-play audience. And let's start there. Freestyle Love Supreme is a hip-hop musical improv show developed by Lin-Manuel Miranda and others at Ars Nova, actually, around 2004. Well, now it's back on Broadway at the Booth Theater. It's one of only a few shows that play on Monday, FYI, so it's hard to find a restaurant open. The quartet of performers I saw were exceptional. The real stars turn out to be the audience members, though. "We don't have any stories without you," they are told. "What would be the headline of your story?" they are asked. So folks not only yell out words they want to see used, they tell their own tales. The night I attended, a woman named Nora bravely recalled her nightmare homecoming experience in high school. It led to a very funny song, of course, but also recurring themes that smartly reverberated throughout the show. Another woman shared the story of her mother visiting from Flint, Michigan. Well, who knew so many rhymes could go with Flint, not to mention its water crisis. Freestyle Love Supreme is silly, but mostly a lively 90-minute experience. The company received a special Tony in 2020, an inside joke now on its stage. This one is up through January 2nd. My other show of the week is called Is This a Room? As well as it's done, it kind of left me asking, is this a Broadway show? It's one half of a duet from the off-Broadway Vineyard Company. The other is called Dana H, which I reviewed here a couple of years ago. Both are true and difficult stories centering on women. They are short enough that they might have been on the same marquee with an intermission in between. As is, well, they ask patrons to spend a good amount for shows that run just over an hour. But I was happy to see the Lyceum Theater about two-thirds filled. Story-wise, Is This a Room? Is about a woman who was confronted by three FBI agents in 2017. Turns out she was a government intelligence contractor and linguist who may have leaked a document that deserved leaking. Every word is from the actual transcript, so there's plenty of rather dry material amidst this mystery. But overall, the Vineyard should be applauded for bringing a pair of its most respected pieces to Broadway. Risky financially, I am sure, but because tourism is down, it's a way to lure at least loyal off-Broadway supporters. I believe the run is limited, which makes sense, and sense as in C-E-N-T-S. As for streaming offerings, they continue to mix and match with the live material. The Designing Women premiere production at Theater Squared in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which I've mentioned here before, is the work of the TV series creator Linda Bloodworth-Thomason. It's new material as opposed to old storylines remade for the stage, and it takes place in 2020, which is rather brave these days. I believe this one remains up for streaming throughout this week. A very different take on women is called Matriarch, which I streamed. This one comes from two companies, the Roots and Wings Project and the Houston Coalition Against Hate. The piece is comprised of a series of monologues by women. Well done if you were up to the task. After all, we hear about the trials of being a single mom, breastfeeding in public, abuse, incarceration. But we also get a bit of music, some slam poetry, and even a Jewish mom joke. Matriarch is powerful stuff, and it's up for viewing throughout this week. Coming up this week, or I should say returning, though it's been a while since we've heard from Theater of War. Well, on Wednesday, October 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can view this unique company's Oedipus Project. As always with Theater of War, the actors, this time including Amy Ryan and Jesse Eisenberg, read from Greek works, and then experts in a particular field, climate change is the subject of this one, discuss the resonance afterwards. Now, in your hood, and aren't you lucky, at the Boyd Quinson stage, Tony and Emmy Award winner Billy Crystal stars in a presentation of a new musical in development called Mr. Saturday Night. It's up for a few more performances only. Now, that's between October 26th and the 30th. And the good news, the tickets are still available. Finally, I tuned into the Alliance for Jewish Theaters conference this past week. People from more than 13 countries were virtually connected for all kinds of talks and performances. The keynote conversation was with the director, Lee Silverman, who's had a highly successful Broadway and off-Broadway career. And she talked about some of the keys to that career, sustainability, working with people you trust, and what she called your own undeniability. Silverman grew up in Maryland, and where did she learn about her Judaism? In the basement of a local church. She talks about what might make for a Jewish, capital J, as she calls it, play, or how one's background and makeup seep into decisions about which projects to take on. She said the number of women directors has increased, but she added the percentage remains sadly too low. You can watch this and all the discussions on the site. They were all recorded, the Alliance for Jewish Theater. There was also a panel, by the way, on Jewish humor. Fun participants who discussed being on the synagogue circuit. And they go back in history. Who knew that in the early part of the 20th century, there were more Yiddish theaters in New York than Broadway houses? Well, Jill, I did not, and I'll share some more of those nuggets next week.
You know, I think I did, because there's really, when you start delving into the history and start asking questions like, gee, how did that really big cathedral get built? Or how did that building get built and finished with all of that fancy stuff in the middle of the Depression? You know, somewhere in that file of, well, never mind. Best not to pursue this too closely. File was the number of yes, is a short answer, but I have no idea. And those nuggets are great. And when you start,
they are great. And you know, the Jewish immigrants who came here with their hopes and dreams, as they say, also really brought with them a love of theater, and they kind of started a lot of the theaters here. So. That's interesting.
Well,
yeah,
the culture. Who knew? Who knew there was no income tax before 1913? Who knew?
I didn't, but thanks for that.
You're welcome.
And you know, last week you and I talked a little bit about tourism, and I did do some investigating sitting at a bar at a restaurant and talking to a group of women that were there to see the show Six, S-I-X, which is a hot ticket, by the way. They were all from Boston. And I said, well, that's interesting, because I've been wanting to talk to tourists. So, but that's a short trip for them. What we don't know, and I don't think is happening, we're not getting the tourists from other states at this point.
Really? Okay. So we will see. Is anybody doing, just as in UK, you know, it was each theater got to make their own rules, and you had people. Is anybody aiming towards the states that are, more open and, where tourists are going? I cannot tell you how many people I know who have gone to Florida. I cannot tell you, or Texas, or Arizona, there's just a lot of activity there.
Oh, absolutely. The touring business is back on. Matter of fact, I have a piece on that I wrote on the band's visit, which is finally making it to Los Angeles. It obviously was put off during the pandemic, but they're back on. The touring companies, Hamilton's been playing a number of places. Yeah, they're coming to you if you won't come here to them. So that's the good news. For Broadway, you know, I'd say it's still really up in the air how many of these shows will last.
But it's interesting to, you know, what also gets a different vibe when you're talking to, let's call them producers, and then I guess I have to say real people. But I don't know how, because, again, it's the out and about group is out and about fully and completely.
Oh, totally. The lines are at every theater, except for on Monday nights, of course.
But nice try.
The other ones, they're in line, and I'm watching even for that little play I saw. It's just a room. I watched that theater get pretty filled. Now, you know, they're paying very low prices for those tickets by this time. But, you know, they're there. They want to be there, and they're in their masks, and they're following these rules. It's not easy, you know, to go to a show these days. You got to go through all the protocols. And, you know, what can I say? You're looking around, everybody's wearing a mask, but the actors aren't, and that's the good news.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.